with anybody, Republican or Democrat, if they say, you know what, we need more immigrants. Mm-hmm. In fact, I want more immigrants here. We need more refugees here. We want more refugees here. There's a way to do it. You know, the thing that always bugged me when I was, I have to say it, I'm sorry, there's no way to say it there. I don't have a bell to ring here. When I was in Congress, ding, what always bugged me was, and I use this example time again because it's just burned in my head. There's a guy from Pakistan who's trying in my four terms in Congress.
Let me have it. You know, he was a rising young congressman. You know, he's a big mouth. He's one of these establishment neoliberal neocons. He was, you know, these Republicans who looked, they had all these, you know, super young guns to get the young guns, Ryan and Cantor and McCarthy. You notice how they didn't last too long when the MAGA movement came along, all got broomed. Scarborough's one of those back in the old days. He was a young gun. Big talk. Until incident with an intern. Then, you know, not so, had to go spend more time, quality time with his family. Got to step down because I got to spend more quality time with my family. Yikes. Right there, they're gaslighting you. It is Friday, 12 April, year of our Lord, 2024. We're pregame now. On the trial of the century, looks like the lawfare is going to start on Monday. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a global media circus. It's going to be 10x what OJ was. OJ just left this veil of tears, and we've got a special little in memoriam we're going to do here, probably at the bottom of the hour. So stick around for that. You will. It'll be quite enlightening. Joe Scarborough, here's the thing, and we're the first one to break it. They are now selling that the economy, this is the biggest condemnation of Biden that you need, other than the gold price, and they got a great chart I'll try to put up maybe later with Brett, maybe the 6 o'clock hour, but gold relative to the decline of the U.S. dollar. I think there's been a 15% change just on that in the last 12 months. But they're gaslighting you now because the Biden has so screwed up this economy and the massive federal spending, and Johnson's going along with it. You can't let him off the hook. That they now have to sell that the invasion is necessary for the U.S. economy to grow. Now, they didn't tell you that in advance, did they? No, they didn't tell you in advance. That was because of the work of the war room and our economics team on the war room, because we're getting back at the CBO. The CBO projections, and we noticed, hey, and we went to relatively obscure C-SPAN programming when they're giving presentations, and they admit in their assumptions, because remember, every time you look at a financial model, it's just a computer model, that you've got to get to the assumptions, because the assumptions are what drive the model. If you don't understand the assumptions, the models could be, I've looked at enough models that the third year, as an investment banker, every time you're given a model from a company, the third year looks magnificent. It's like with President Trump, they're stealing his company, and you know they got a, now they're going to reject the $175 billion bond. Because President Trump was doing the normal course of business, what every company does, every company. I've looked at, I don't know, thousands of companies in my financial career. But you got to get in back of that. You got to get in back of what management is using as assumptions. The assumptions of the Bidenomics business model, this massive federal spending, is to allow illegal aliens on a replacement. And hey, guess who they're replacing? They're replacing African Americans and Hispanic citizens, principally in big cities, to drive down wages. And the Federal Reserve Chair is open about this. Now they talk about it. We deconstructed that months and months ago to tell you what was happening. Now they admit it. And now that they're caught, they're going to say it's essential and it's really smart and here's what we're doing. No, you're destroying the country. Think of those citizens in La Jolla. La Jolla is just one example of what's going on in South Texas and in the Rio Grande Valley. And really the brunt of in Arizona and in Texas. Those citizens are heroes. They're besieged. They're besieged and they go about their daily life. And they understand the powers that be think they're trash. Because Joe Scarborough sitting there all puffed up. All puffed up. Joe, you should have stayed in Congress. You shouldn't have gone after you had the intern issue. You shouldn't have gone spend more time with your family. You should have just doubled and tripled down in Congress. You'd have been, maybe you've been speaker by now. You always thought you're going to be president of the United States. You always, this is why they hate Trump. Scarborough always thought he was going to end up president of the United States. And what does he end up with? Doing a show at 6 in the morning with Mika. How's that? This is one of the reasons he hates Trump so much. He thinks that should be him. Mika should be Melania. Think of that for a second. Joe Scarborough and Mika versus Trump and Melania. That's a good trade. But that's one of the reasons he hates. He hates Trump because he's envious. He's jealous. But he's also a running dog for the established order. The established order always wants cheap or free labor. Remember, the established order is in business with the Chinese Communist Party. Why are they business partners with the Chinese Communist Party? Why did Brent Scowcroft, General Scowcroft, fly over when he was National Security Advisor to Bush 41 or whatever old man Bush was? After Tiananmen Square, after the Empress of Democracy was in Tiananmen Square and you had the Lao Beijing rising up like the Patriots in 1775 and 1776, it was magnificent. Actually, they had a tougher shot than we had because the Chinese Communist Party is about 10x more lethal than the British Empire, and the British Empire pretty lethal. Did I mention the Opium War? British Empire pretty lethal. They got what they wanted, right? We sent it over and said, hey, you got to calm this thing down. You got, you know, you got to give me some optics because we're going to be business partners. You're going to be the junior partner. And we're going to give you most favored nation. We're going to give you World Trade Organization. You're basically Lao Beijing. They're going to be slaves. It's going to be slave labor. Because then we can ship all the factories over. We can get higher margins. Higher margins mean higher stock prices. Higher margins mean more operating income, more net income, more EBITDA, more all those calculations that Wall Street calculates about where stock prices go. The established order wanted it. Just like the established order wants this. It couldn't be any more up in your grill. Now, how do you stop it? We've stopped it. Part of it, you remove McCarthy, you remove the RNC, you remove McConnell. Now, is that perfect? No, but tell me, no political movement in history's ever done that. Now, on the replacement side, are we thrilled with what we got? We are not. Why? We're trying to have President Trump's back to save the republic. And there's a lot of issues. You see stories popping up all the time now, but some of these RNC guys, hey, that all work itself out. People, MAGA is only going to be satisfied when people are really on point. You've got obviously issues in the Senate. Who's running? Cornyn and all these guys, same old thing running. And Johnson and the thing has been a disaster. But hey, you got to keep going until you get. We never said you got to go Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. He looked like he'd be okay, been found as been wanting. And now he's playing, not just playing the game, he's lying more out of both sides of his mouth all the time. Now he's down Mar-a-Lago today to rub up on President Trump and to have a big voter integrity. They're going to have voter integrity. They're going to talk about, they're going to pass a bill that doesn't allow illegal aliens to vote. Well, you know, something tells me maybe the Senate's not going to get on board with that. Maybe it's a tough vote. I'm not so sure Joe Biden's going to be signing that. I think what you need to do is be back up in Washington, D.C. and fighting this FISA, like you said we were going to do, and most particularly about Ukraine. We just heard a story from law enforcement, the thin blue line that puts his life on the line every day. In fact, he's leaving with Ben. He had to roll. That's where they had to bounce. I wanted to spend more time. They had to get going because they said, hey, we just got a call. Smugglers are bringing, you know, the cartel are bringing more people across the border. Now, I realize when we talk to those guys, it's like you got a finger in the dike. It's not perfect, but they're doing their job. That's their dharma. That community is proud of itself. It's proud of what it's achieved. It's proud of its family and its high school and its football team, just like every town in this country is. You go there, it's the same thing. The householder who's besieged. Remember, here's the crime of it all. The people that actually play by the rules, the people that are actually the foundation of civic society, what Edmund Burke called the little platoons, the people in the Lions Club and go to church and build the churches and do the scouts and coach the Little League. Well, Jim Vanderhey was sitting there going the other day, all those institutions are crazy. Well, dude, it's you. You're a running dog for the corporatists. Don't take it from me. Go to Axios. Just go to Axios. Look at their advertisers. You're the running dog, Vanderhey and Allen. You're the running dog for the corporatist. And you're trying to sit there. Yeah, oh, MAGA didn't tear those institutions down. Look what you're doing right here. The central business model of the illegitimate regime, and only an illegitimate regime that stole an election would do this to the country. No duly elected individual or team that loved this country, that was elected by the people of this country with 74 million votes, would never do this. Because in La Jolla, Texas, you see exactly what's going on. Now to the point that they're so arrogant, that cartels are arrogant because they can be arrogant. Nobody's going to push back on them. You know why? Half the folks in Mexico in positions of power in business with them. And the seven families that run Mexico, you want to talk truth to power? And a lot of these are, so religious Roman Catholics. Yo, they're in on it. 100% they're in on it. And making more money than ever. And thinking, hey, we're sending our problems up to El Norte. Let the Americans deal with it. The fix is in. You want to see how the fix is in? Just look at La Jolla, Texas. That's a hard scrabble existence. Because you're under siege by everything. And the system's under siege. In Washington, D.C., they got to get the ability to wiretap you. They got to get the ability. And remember, we're the neo-fascists. We support a guy who wants to be dictator. Well, why, if we're neo-fascists and dictator, why in the hell are we fighting to take powers away from the government? Particularly powers that intrude into the citizens' ability to be free and to have the blessings of liberty. Why is that? This system is corrupt from its top to its bottom. And yes, this system must be overthrown. Yep, yep, yep. It's obvious. This can't be a constitutional republic. This is not what the revolutionary generation fought for. This is not what folks in the Civil War fought for. This is not what people hit the beach at Normandy for. This is not what they went to Guadalcanal for. This is not what they gave their life over Europe in the 8th Air Corps. This is not what they flew over the hump, as dangerous as it is to get supplies into our ally, Lao Beijing, the Chinese, that were taking the brunt of the Imperial Army. That's not what the men and women in World War II sacrificed for what this is today. This is an affront. And if you're not enraged by it, if you're not sitting there going, this makes me sick, look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. And look, she's not perfect. Trump's not perfect. I'm far from perfect. Tucker Carlson's not perfect. Alex Jones is not perfect. Nobody we have up here, Chip Roy, none of them are very, very imperfect, and some more imperfect than others. And I will raise my hand for that. Maybe the most imperfect at all. But you know what? We're instruments, and we're not going to back down on this. You can't back down on it. How could you look the memory of your parents and your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and back to the beginning of this whole experiment? How could you do this? How could you look the other way? How could you go on with the way it is? We can't go on with the way. It has to be taken down. Remember, Chris Ray and these guys come up. They're your enemies. Brennan's your enemy. He's not a fellow countryman. They're your enemies. They're the ones. Anybody that is in on this scam on the border and now shipping our money to Ukraine to pay for God knows what is going on over there. Like I said, it's a scab. Once we're back in power and actually control the whole deal, when you see the investigation there, it's going to make you sick that American taxpayer money went over there to support this. Because I'm telling you, there is some pure evil, good old-fashioned, Old Testament pure evil going on over there. Mm-hmm. Why are they so desperate for the $60 billion from us? There's plenty of money in Europe. They're saying the general yesterday, they're being outgunned 10 to 1. Of course, now they're telling us the Russian army is stronger than it's ever been. I thought the Russian army was about to collapse. MSNBC, Stavridis, all Morning Joe, you told me for 2 years about to collapse. Guess it's not. Short break. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, I'm not a, you know, we're not into anarchy. We're here for stability and order. Because if a society has stability and order, families can thrive. Families can grow. This is what President Trump gave you, 3 years of peace and prosperity. Of course, every day they're on him. On Monday, I want you to understand what is so historical about this. Marjorie Taylor Greene is right. They want him to die in prison. Let me just repeat that and make sure you embrace it. This is a man who had the greatest life, was beloved by people in sports and entertainment, and just looked at as a good guy and a fun guy. And but he's in the system and he's smart. He knows the players. He knows what's going on. He said, hey, the country's in decline. And he stepped into the arena and ran. And people thought it was a joke. I know the people at Fox. I knew Ailes and those guys very well. They thought it was a joke. Remember, we backed them off in Megyn Kelly at that first debate when they were just a little Breitbart with the great Matt Boyle, the guy we have on today, the senior political editor, and a guy named Tony Lee. And Breitbart was relatively small time. We took on Fox, and no other conservative media had our back. And we made him blink because we said, this guy's the real deal. And the grief I got, and you know, the people that quit, oh, Bannon's the worst. Well, hey, guess what? We won. And in winning with Trump, we saved this country. For what would have happened with Hillary Clinton, because you had the Supreme Court, it was over. You get that mafia and the way they run the deal, and they're getting all the judges on the Supreme Court, game over. So then Trump gets in, he has quite a run. I mean, the economy in 19 was incredible because of his tax policy, deregulation, Peter Navarro, everything. It was hitting on all cylinders. And the Chinese Communist Party hit us with a bioweapon. Yep. We were right on Wuhan. First people on Wuhan on the 12th of January, I think on the show, 12th of January, 15th of January, months before the mainstream media took a rail. They were after to take down Trump. Yep. Then they stole the 2020 election. Hell, Bill McGinley and Raheem and myself went on kind of a national tour during the pandemic. Of course, two-thirds of that had to be by Zoom, but we talked to people all over the country because Mark Elias laid it out. They're so arrogant. They told you exactly how they were going to steal it. The Election Integrity Project told you exactly how they were going to steal it, and steal it they did. And they never thought we'd come back. Remember in January, February, that's that book, Finish What We Started. You go back to January, February, March of 2021. It was kind of lonely, wasn't it, folks? We had this audience, had the Patriots, had the MAGA movement, or we had two-thirds of the MAGA movement, but a third had just kind of drifted off, can't take it anymore, can't do it anymore. Rupert Murdoch said, no, we're going to make Trump, sent an email out to us, and we're going to make Trump a non-person. Not that we're going to disagree with Trump on his policies here, not that we're going to disagree with President Trump here. We're going to make him a non-person, the all-powerful Oz in back of Fox News. Well, hey, dude, just like in August of 15, screw you. I don't give a tinker's damn about Fox News. You guys have zero stroke. How do I know that? We've gone up against you guys when it counted many times, and we've won and you've lost. So I don't care if you're going to call him a non-person. Guess what? He's not only a person to us, he's a hero to us. Because in Mar-a-Lago in those days, he did not need to return to this. If he had not come back like Cincinnatus from the plow, if he had not come back, he wouldn't be in court on Monday. He wouldn't be looking at a prison sentence on Monday. He wouldn't have had his business stripped from him. And he wouldn't have Jack Smith and all these made-up charges and all this lawfare. None of it would have happened. He made a conscious decision to return to save his country. And I don't care how imperfect he is, that act alone puts him in the top two or three patriots in the history of this nation. And I add General Washington to that, and President Lincoln to that, and Donald John Trump to that. And the empirical evidence of that is overwhelming. And the people that are not with us on that are against us on that, that's fine. But we're going to win, and once we win, it's going to be a new deal. We're not putting up with this nonsense anymore. We're not funding wars all over the world that make us weaker and make the deep state and the administrative state and the globalists and the uniparty stronger. And we're not going to allow the invasion of the southern border. And we're not going to allow the attack on the traditional infrastructure and substrate of the American family and the American people. That people in La Jolla, Texas, and their values and their families come first. And you in the Hamptons and in Bel Air and in the Upper East Side come last because you are last. Your money means nothing to us. Nothing. Most of you didn't earn that money anyway. And that's what this is. Tomorrow, we got a show on coup d'etats, and we start at Kennedy, we go to Nixon, and we go to Trump. I'm not a conspiracy theory person, but I'm not a coincidence person. Just on the Kennedy, because you don't even have time to develop it yesterday. You don't think there's a deep state? You don't think it's a deal that runs its own way? Well, Kennedy, finally, when he started getting there in the military situation, wasn't working out like it was in South Vietnam. He was a little bit in there politically. And then you had the Buddhists, you know, they had the top part of the country was Catholic, right? These Vietnamese that converted to Catholicism. The French had French Indochina was Catholic. France was Catholic at the time and had converted the leadership. And you had the Buddhists, you know, a lot of people had the Buddhists setting themselves on fire. Man, that's a very bad optic. Cover Life magazine. I remember as a little kid or delivering the papers, my little paperboy route. They're burning themselves in the street, bad optic. So they make a decision to replace Diem. And that decision, they work it through. They're going to get Diem out of the country. There's a plane going to fly out of the country. He's going to go in exile somewhere. I don't know, Laos, Cambodia, Hawaii. I don't know, Guam. Where the deep state had its own deal. And they assassinated, in that truck, they assassinated, at the airport, they assassinated Diem and his family. They had their own deal. Kennedy got his, and hey, when they told Jack Kennedy that Diem had been assassinated, he went white as a ghost. Because he was president of these United States, and he was commander-in-chief of the armed forces and the intelligence committee. Or so they told him. When he took the oath, the assassination of Diem is a key that picks a lot of locks. Kennedy went white as a ghost when they told him, well, Diem didn't exactly make it to the plane. Yeah, we shot him in cold blood, shot him just like they shot the Romanovs. Cold blood right there. That's the way they roll. They got their own deal. And that's what this fight with Pfizer is about. They got their own deal, and they want their own deal, and they want you to rubber stamp it. Any of your congressmen voting for it are part of the problem. And this is what gets me about Turner. You get some bozo, you get some clown from Dayton, Ohio, and he's all puffed up going to the cocktail party circuit, and they're telling him, man, you're so, man, I didn't know they made him so smart in Dayton. I really didn't. You're so smart. You're like a junior Henry Kissinger. You really understand it. They take these yahoos like was it McClure. They take these guys. These guys are bozos. They're bozos. Never been anywhere, never done anything. They're bozos. And they got a system there in Georgetown and in the green rooms. And, man, you're so smart. And, oh, yeah, you got this commitment. You're doing this. You're doing that. And what is he doing in broad daylight? He's covering for Sequoia Capital and for the Chinese Communist Party and the radical part of the Democratic Party. It's a whole scam over there. One of the biggest, Colonel Derek Carvey, one of the best men we ever had, a legend, well before I knew him. You got a scam over there, and now he comes out. The head of House Intelligence comes out. And, oh, we're just repeating Russian propaganda. We're not repeating Russian propaganda. I'm gonna get Harnwell in a moment, and I may have to move Ben to six because I got to go through this. You got neo Nazis fighting for him, the Zelensky's allies. Now they're going through the hospital wards and taking the amputees. They got hands and limbs blown off in this war already, because too many of the able-bodied are sneaking into the United States or going to Ireland or going wherever because they don't want to fight for it. And their parents are backing them up. And now you got, they're saying, well, hang on, the 2% we agreed to, that Trump's all over us, that's just a theoretical target. We don't really have to do that. Well, hey, do anything you want. You do it, you can have all the NATO you want, but count us out. We're not there. We bailed you guys out in World War I. We bailed you out in World War II. We bailed you out in the Cold War. And we're not bailing out anymore. We're not going to bail out Davos. And we're not going to bail out the Swiss ski resorts and the wealthy in Tuscany and in the south of France and in Monaco. You guys laugh at us and mock us all the time, these crude Americans. Well, hey, crude American this. You want to defend yourselves, go defend yourselves. And Stav Reese the other day saying, you know, all of them to a person all signed up for Afghanistan, right? That's a bald-faced lie. They had very few combat, if any combat casualties. They'd go over there, and the whole joke was how they would want to rotate around and just do the cooking and get out of the way. They weren't with us in Afghanistan. That's a joke. It's another thing to sell you. They were all there, and they came together after 9/11. They were all hiding. And they've allowed an invasion of that continent that is unparalleled. And now they're fighting to do more. Those are allies. We're not looking for more protectorates. We got enough problems here in the United States of America, and we're not isolationists. We're not isolationists at all. Where we got to take care of business, we'll take care of business. And right now, in the South China Sea and Straits of Taiwan, right there, with those chip factories, which only provide, I don't know, the backup for what, 30 or 40% of the American economy? That's a priority. Not what they're doing. Not one penny for Ukraine. If you vote for Ukraine, you're anti-American. If your congressman votes for Ukraine and has voted for Ukraine, they got to be turfed out. It's that simple. Short commercial break. We got a lot to get through. Andrew Giuliani is going to join us. We got a lot going on. Birchgold.com. Gold at another record today. We don't give you financial advice. We give you the macro. I think we've walked through why the world's turbulent this morning. I don't think that turbulence is just going to go away. Birchgold.com/Bandit. Go check it out. Philip Patrick will be with us tomorrow for Coup d'etat Saturday. Short break. Back in a moment. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, hey, this baby is mine.
Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Host Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Andrew Julian. By the way, Ben Harnwell is going to be with me at 6. We're also going to have, I think, a live report. We're going to have Jerusalem. We got a lot going on at 6 o'clock show. Do not miss it. The 6 is going to be intense. Ben's going to be with me. All the Ukraine stuff we're going to walk through. Because Ukraine's the vote in Ukraine's not coming until next week, so we'll be all over it, and I'll have special commentary about Speaker Johnson. I think at 4:30 Eastern Daylight Time, Speaker Johnson is going to be giving, a press conference down at Mar-a-Lago after his meeting with the president. I don't know if the president is going to attend that or not, but knowing President Trump, probably. And so we're going to stream that live. I'm sure Real America's Voice is also going to have it. On the 5 o'clock show, we'll jump into it too. 6 o'clock, I will have Harnwell. We're going to put all this in perspective on Ukraine. Andrew Giuliani, you're also joining the, and I want to announce now, on Monday, our coverage, we got the Real America Voice team. We're going to be down there. We got a huge setup. Of course, I'm sure it's going to be crazy. We're going to have Mike Davis, our own Mike Davis. Also, Laura Loomer is going to join us. Going to see if she can loomer some folks down there. I'm sure that'll be intense. Andrew Giuliani, we're going to try to work out something with Andrew this afternoon, make sure Andrew's down there. Andrew, you're about to kick off a new show on Real America's Voice. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, tonight we have a special airing at midnight, as a matter of fact, called All Fired Up. Steve, I know you're always all fired up. This is actually going to be a little bit more of a humorous look at everything that's going on. I mean, Biden pretty much writes material for us every day, considering he's in the 20th century. And I've got some great castmates. It's not just me, but you've got Heather McBride. You have Scott Lobato, who's the relentless patriot. Scott, as many of you may remember, just got arrested for actually throwing pizza over City Hall, protesting the fact that New York doesn't have any more coal-fired pizza ovens, or they're trying to ban that, which is crazy if you think about it. The good thing is, though, it was $1 pizza that he threw over City Hall. It wasn't any of the real good stuff. So no good pizza got harmed during that protest. We also have Fred Rubino and Real America's Voice's own David Zier, but we're going to have an absolute blast. It'll be at the America First Warehouse tonight, airing at midnight, and it should be a whole lot of fun here. And even though the War Room Posse, I know you guys are serious, and I know we're counting down less than 7 months until the most important day, maybe in the history of Western civilization, you got to get a couple of laughs in there as well. So this is a good way to do both.
No, we'll do that. By the way, I want to thank the SIGs for giving you a prime time. You get all this, you get a prime time slot. No, actually, midnight Eastern Daylight Time is prime time. You know, a lot of the War Room Posse are into like their second or third adult beverage at that time. So they're looking for some humor. What SIGs should do is just play like a highlight reel from the War Room to get them all depressed and then come in with you guys to bring the humor.
Steve, you know what it is? They know I'm a big Masters fan.
Yes, sir.
They know I'm a Masters fan, so I told them, I said, we just can't do it during Masters week here. So between Masters and I got my Amen. Trump prop in the back over here, you know, that was it.
So tell the audience before you bounce real quickly, where you shot this, because it's a unique location, and the folks out there are absolute ultra MAGA. Where'd you film this?
It is as ultra MAGA as it gets. It's in Long Island, Suffolk County, a place called the America First Warehouse. And the way I like to describe the America First Warehouse is Mar-a-Lago is Disney World for the non-woke. Well, then the America First Warehouse is Disneyland for the non-woke. It really is an incredible place. And I have to tell you, it is patriots left and right there. Steve, I only counted your picture up there 7 times. So you got to get to double digits. I counted Rudy Giuliani's. Wow. I think 10 times. I think Donald Trump's might be over 100 times. So they love you out there. And, you know, they are part of the War Room Posse.
That's a pretty, That's a pretty good ratio. Trump 100, Rudy 10, me 7. That's not bad. I'll take that. I'll take that.
You're getting
I'll
take close. That. One strong. More visit, you're going to pass America's mayor. So you're one visit away.
I got to go that. Not that I'm competitive with your dad. Your dad's the greatest. Andrew, one more time. We're at social media. Where do people get all the access to this? And tonight, obviously free at midnight on Real America's Voice. Where do people go
Real
for your
America's
social
Voice,
media?
All fired up. Go to at Andrew H. Giuliani. We got a couple jokes in there about how many people misspell Giuliani, but you got it right on there, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll get all the information with regards to All Fired Up. Should be an absolute blast. And yeah, I'll see you on Monday as well. I live less than a mile away from the courthouse, and it's so nice that Alvin Bragg, instead of actually focusing on all the violent crime that's going on in New York, instead is actually conducting political prosecutions, which, by the way, the Biden Justice Department, the Southern District of New York, even passed on. So that's how bad we have it with our district attorney here in Manhattan.
Outrageous. Trial of the century. We'll see you on Monday, Andrew, and tonight.
Thank you,
amazing.
Steve.
Thank you, sir. All fired up tonight at midnight. I want to talk to Sig about that prime time slot. It is Masters weekend. I got that. We've got a lot going on at 6. 5 o'clock is going to be on fire. 6 o'clock is going to be on fire. I asked Joe Reek to join us today. Joe, we're down in La Jolla, Texas. It's so uncertain right now. Gold now has reached another all-time high, a time of turbulence. And remember, we're not creating this turbulence. This audience, this movement is order and stability. You saw the order and stability in 17, 18, and 19, a world at peace and a world that was getting prosperous. And now you see under this illegitimate regime what's happened. How can My Patriot Supply help our audience out here get through times of turbulence, sir?
Well, like you said, Steve, in your last segment, we are living in a very turbulent time right now. And like you mentioned, it is not going away anytime soon, especially when the FBI director comes out multiple times saying that a threat is going to happen within the United States. People need to get prepared. So that feeling that you have in the pit of your stomach of knowing that something is going to happen, but you don't know what, get that feeling out of your system by getting prepared. Come to MyPatriotSupply.com and look at the different items that we have available to help families get that pit out of their stomach so they can feel better prepared for whatever is going to be happening coming in the next coming months. Not only do we have the FBI director warning Americans about these potential attacks within our United States, we have also seen an increase in natural disasters. In fact, we had an earthquake recently there in New York, a 4.8. We had one in Taiwan, a 7.4. And there was also a report out in the Daily Mail saying that there is going to be another potential major earthquake in California. All of these things combined, along with a new report from the Colorado State University, they released their forecast calling for an extremely active hurricane season. 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and 5 major hurricanes are predicted for this coming year. So now is the time that people need to listen to these warnings and get prepared. If you don't know how to get started, don't know what to do to become better prepared, give us a call. We're able to talk to you, understand the needs of your family, and put together a package that will help you have the confidence and the peace of mind to get through any situation. Whether that is long-term emergency food, whether that is water filtration products, or whether that's solar generator backups for when the grid goes down, you need to get prepared because these things will and they do happen. It's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. And right now, while we can, let's get prepared.
Listen, I just want to make sure, because one of the things we do is partner with companies like yours, and want to make sure, because we love what you guys do and the direction you do and the quality you have. We send people to the website, and then we want to, if they have questions they can't answer on the website, they go and talk to a human. I want people to walk through the process of becoming a customer or a client of My Patriot Supply. They go to the website or they go to the phone. Let's say they have other questions. What access do they have to consultants and advisors?
Well, we have 24/7 customer service available. So no matter the time of day, if you have questions on different emergency kits, what kit best fits your family, we have made it very, very simple for families to get prepared. We can speak with the agents here and we ask questions. How many people are you wanting to prepare for? How long of a supply do you want to have? Because we understand that every family is going to have different requirements. Some families may feel better with only a 3-month supply, while other families may want to have a little bit larger supply, like up to a 1 year supply. These are the questions that we ask to really find out what the customers are needing. We also have a really amazing program here at My Patriot Supply, where if there is a certain package that you want and you're not able to afford it right now, we can break up your order into multiple payments. There is 0% financing. There's no credit check, but this is our way to help you get the package and the plan that works best for you and your family, especially right now when we know that the economy, we know that the money is tight. We have these plans available for you. So take advantage of this. Get the items that you and your family really do need and want, and do it affordably by spreading out your payments over the course of 1 to even 5 months. That little difference right there is the difference between survival of getting the things that you need and the things that you should get. And so here, again, at My Patriot Supply, we can help you. We can walk you through these different items, these different scenarios. Customers don't know what to do in the event of a power outage. What do you do in the event of a tornado? What do you do in the event of an earthquake? Gosh, what do you do in the event of a cyber attack? We know the disruptions causes a lot of issues with us in our daily lives. And we can prevent those disruptions by being prepared. But here's the thing, Steve. Nobody's going to care more about your survival than yourself. Nobody's going to do this work for you. Yep. You got to do it. But here at My Patriot Supply, we can help you step by step so that way you can have the confidence to be able to have the things that you need so you can be prepared and that you can continue to take care of your loved ones.
Joe, one more time, give the website where everybody goes to and the number.
Go to mypatriotsupply.com. That's mypatriotsupply.com. And the toll-free number is 866-229-0927. Again, that number is 866-229-0927. We have 24/7 customer service available. We ship our product almost the same day. If you order before 3 o'clock, your order is on a truck on its way to be delivered to you within 2 days. We are one of the only companies in the emergency preparedness space that really makes sure that we deliver fast and quickly so that way you can get the items before any type of an emergency. But you gotta act and you gotta do it today. Again, it's not if, it's when. And what you mentioned before in your earlier segments, how crazy this world is that we live in, it is not, and I repeat, it is not going to get any better anytime soon. In fact, it's probably going to get a lot worse than what we're experiencing right now.
Joe Reek, thank you so much, and thank you for providing this service to the Warren Posse. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. We love the War Room. We love the Posse. And again, we're here to help people become better prepared, because the more people are prepared, the better off everybody is going to be. We're going to need to help our neighbors. We're going to need to help others. And we can't just do it on ourselves. We got to be vigilant, and we got to start getting ready for this.
Amen. Joe Reek, thank you so much. Appreciate what you guys do. Appreciate you. Jake Sherman tweeting out right now, this is the impact you're having. Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, and Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of these United States, are calling members just like you're calling them. And they're doing it because you're calling them, pitching that on the Warren Amendment. You can't vote on this Warren Amendment. It can't have any warrants. We need this to be warrantless. This is the brazen. This is pure fascism. This is pure fascism. 202-225-3121. You're getting a reaction. They now get, I mean, how many times has the Attorney General of the United States called members of Congress directly to lobby? And Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, this is not me saying, it's Jake Sullivan over at Punch Bowl. Jake Sullivan and Merrick Garland are calling members on the Hill on the warrant amendment. White House working hard to defeat. If the White House is working hard to defeat, we're working hard to get it in there. They're the fascist. They don't want any warrants. They don't want anything so they can spy right on you. And Donald Trump's the fascist? Unbelievable. A world turned upside down. Okay, remember, how do we get so jacked up here in the morning? Of course, Josh Pettit over the Alistair McKenzie says it's Warpath Coffee. It's the medium blends. That's what he does. I do the dark roast. Warpath.coffee/warm. Get your discount. Pettit's got the mediums. Some people have the milds. I got the dark. Go check it out today.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
You know, I think we have to remember, and we always talk in broad terms in instances like this, but not every African-American believed O.J. Simpson was innocent. Not every African-American was jumping up and down with joy. I think the media did a disservice, as often is the case with just little short sound bites and pictures. But I think, as you said earlier, I think this is one time where Black America felt like, even if you did get it, you got away with it because this has been going on the other side of the coin for so very long. I think that's where the exuberance and maybe, if we want to say, the misguided joy came from.
Right. I mean, I think had Rodney King's, the man who beat Rodney King, gone to prison, you might have seen a different reaction from Black America. And, fun fact, 10 years after that, Ed Gordon, I actually got my boss at the time, James T. Thomas, on the radio in an interview with O.J. Simpson, and I also asked him if he did it. He didn't answer me either. So just FYI, he didn't change his answer 10 years later.
Let's get to O.J. O.J. Simpson's lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind O.J. of how much more killing he still has to do. Judge Lance Ito was happy with the jurors' field trip to the crime scene last week. It went off without a hitch, said Ito. Not one murder. Top story tonight, this week in the O.J. Simpson trial. After grisly photos of the murdered Nicole Brown Simpson were shown in court, O.J. turned his head away and wept. It was at that moment that he realized he would never be able to kill her again. Testimony during the final week provided some spellbinding moments. In a brilliant move during closing arguments, Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran put on the knit cap prosecutors say O.J. wore the night he committed the murders. Although O.J. may have hurt his case when he suddenly blurted out, "Hey, hey, easy with that. That's my lucky stabbing hat." Thanks, I'm Norm MacDonald, and now the fake news. Well, it is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California. And the Pope came out with a book this week, which contains a series of essays examining faith and morality in today's secular world and the changing role of the Catholic Church as it approaches the 21st century. The book is entitled, "God Himself Told Me That O.J. Is Guilty." In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably... You don't get worse luck than that.
Great Norm MacDonald there with his assessment of that. Remember, Norm MacDonald got fired from Saturday Night Live by Ohlmeyer for his continuing to hammer O.J. For years and years and years. Tomorrow, we hammer the deep state. It is a very special that we've got the coup d'etat Saturday. We go through Kennedy with Dr. Corsi, we go through with Jeff Shepard, President Nixon, and then we get our own Mike Davis to go through President Trump. It's a preamble. It's a table setter. A table setter for Monday. This fiasco is going to start on Monday when Donald John Trump is brought up on these amazingly fake charges on just pure vengeance against him for a man to step in to try to save this republic. So we're going to cover it wall-to-wall. Mike Davis, Laura Loomer, Andrew Giuliani, others, of course, the great Real America's Voice team, wall-to-wall coverage of this fiasco. Mike Lindell, you're hammering every day. There's going to be an election integrity. I think we're going to stream it at 4:30 Eastern Daylight Time currently. Check Grace and Mo and the team. We're going to be back here at 5. Charlie Kirk follows us at noon. Poso at 2. We're back at 5. There's a press conference at Mar-a-Lago. It's on election integrity. I don't know how we can have how Johnson can have an election integrity press conference if Mike Lindell's not sitting there shoulder to shoulder with. What the hell's going on, Lindell? You losing your touch?
Well, they didn't invite me, Steve. But I didn't lose my touch. We just had two more states jump on board our Supreme Court case with amica briefs, Delaware, Arizona, and Georgia, and many more to follow, everybody. So we're working hard from the top and from the ground up. We're going to have big announcements this week about all the our plan for all the counties in the country, all 3,143 of them. That starts in 10 days, everybody. We'll have a countdown. And so we have great things going on, Steve. So I'm very, very encouraged by what's going to happen this month.
Real quick, before we talk about deals, why all of a sudden people coming with amicus briefs, particularly in parts of the country where, like, we know we got problems in Georgia with the establishment. You're getting, and we know we've changed out people in Arizona, but there's still a lot of hate and discontent out there. Why are you picking up these amicus briefs in certain areas of the country that haven't exactly been Mike Lindell fans?
Well, they realize that it's everything I've been saying is the truth. We need to get to paper ballots, hand counted. This is where it's at, and everybody in the country knows it. The Democrats wanted machines gone for two decades. So I think it's all coming full circle. It's going and the dominoes are gonna fall. And I think the people are putting so much pressure on these politicians and the GOP to hey, you got to have our back, and you got to get behind this case. This needs to be looked at. That, you know, remember on April 19th, the Supreme Court, this is when they contemplate it and say, hey, are they going to look at it or not? Yep. They need to look at this. And I'm very encouraged. And I think you're going to get a lot more. If we get rid of Charlie Spies in the RNC, that Charlie is a blocker like nothing we've ever seen.
We've got a minute for deals. Our audience wants to know deals. Talk to us about deals.
You guys, this is the deal of the week. Free shipping for the War Room Posse. No one else in the country gets this free shipping on your entire order today. All the specials, go to the website, everybody. Get the deals. They're for the specific for the War Room. And we still have some of the $9.50 slides. We've got the towels are $25. All these $25 sales, $25 on the MyPillow premium where it all started, over 80 million sold. Doesn't matter if you get king or queen or what the loft level is, $25. Get two of those Go Anywhere multi-use pillows, $25. The slip slides and sandals as low as $25. The MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free. These are all War Room specials, but the big thing is get those big ticket items. Get your beds and your mattress toppers. Take advantage of the free shipping is back for the War Room Posse. Call the operators 800-873-1062. Tell them that the War Room Posse has their back. My employees love you all.
Mike Lindell, we'll see you this afternoon. Charlie Kirk is next. Jack Posobiec after that. We're back 5 to 7. We're going to be on fire. 202-225-3121. Get to the congressman now.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.